Welcome to Swifty Wars, ladies and gentlemen. I am your podcaster, your dream boat. I'm kidding. I'm everybody's nightmare. Anyways, I am Skinny Jeans, Senpai, and or Yoshi, whatever you guys choose to call me. I am leaving work right now. And, you know, a few days ago, we talked about the workplace issues. But today, we're not going to talk about that. I want to do a video kind of telling you guys the certain phones that we have and everything. The phone that you need. The phone that will give you gaming, give you pictures, give you everything of the sort. And there's a couple phones that I want to go through that gives you multiple things, but the reason why they're so different. And today we're going to compare Androids to iPhones. And a lot of people saw the video on YouTube of us comparing the iPhone, comparing the Android, and I was team iPhone at the time, and to a certain extent, I still am. I mean, I don't not want an iPhone. I'll always want an iPhone. I mean, I love iPhones, but now that I've kind of explored the Android era of phones, I had a Google Pixel, Google Pixel 3 XL, I've had a Samsung S10, and I've had the Note 10 on which we're recording this podcast on. And one thing I want to say about the S10 is I had the S10e. I never had the full boosted version of the phone, you know, because I'm a kind of guy that likes to go kind of cheap on things. And phones, I really don't feel like paying an arm and a leg for. If I can't pay it off right then and there, then I'm not going to buy it. I'm going to buy a phone that's cheap. But I have had some major flagship phones, and I would have to say, if you want my true honest opinion on the subject about phones and which one you should buy, I have two phones that I like to recommend to everybody that they should get that's not an iPhone, and that's the Google Pixel 3 XL and the Note 10, and the Note 10 Plus, of course. But one thing about phones today is that you have a normal one and then you have a plus size one, and it's always the plus size one has more features due on it. But then again, the smaller version does have its own little features that the big one does not. And that's where we all kind of get divided on the phones that we have. The Note 10 has the stylus that, you know, some people say is amazing, they love it, and some people don't even use the stylus on the phone to begin with. You got the iPhones out now that you have the iPhone 11 Pro and then the Pro Max. That's three phones of the same name, just different, you know, qualities to that one phone. And if you want to know my true honest opinion about the iPhone 11, is I actually want an iPhone 11, not due to the popularity, not due to say, hey, look what phone I have. It's nothing to do with that. As you know, I'm a TikToker, I'm a YouTuber, I'm a social media person. I like being on social media, and the camera on the iPhone 11 is just extraordinary, and that's the reason why I want that phone. And I know what you guys are going to say: you only want the phone because of the camera. That's kind of it's kind of stupid. You're going to pay almost $1,000 for a phone for its camera. I mean, you might as well just go and buy a regular. Trust me, I would rather buy a regular camera. I would. I actually am planning on getting a studio video recorder, you know, like the ones they do for actual YouTube channels, because I'm tired of wasting my battery on my phone and stuff like that. But you know, I have to save up the money. But I do want the iPhone 11 just because of its camera. I don't want it due to its popularity. To compare some phones, that the iPhone versus Android argument here, if I'd rather have the iPhone 11 or the Note 10, I choose the Note 10 hands down, because you know, the camera aspect is there. For the Note 10, it does have a little nicks here and there, but at the end of the day, I get good picture quality, good video quality, everything. No pics, barely any pixels. It's just fucking great, okay? I love my Note 10, and I'm possibly never going to get rid of it. If I do anything, I'm going to get me a second phone, and that'll be my dream phone is, you know, the Google Pixel 4, because I had the 3, now I want the 4, and there's a truck stopping right in front of me. Go, you asshole. Anyways, but I think that you guys don't need the iPhone, more or less. You need a good Android. And Androids just come in handy when your iPhones will not. Androids have a lot more to offer. That's what I'm trying to get across to some people. It's not the fact that I have switched sides and I'm totally on board with Android, because Android has its cons too. So does iPhone. And the con with iPhone is this: it's the same processor the majority of the time. It's the same layout. It's the same apps. It's just a different design and better camera. That's all that Apple likes to focus on nowadays, is the camera. But when it comes to the Android market, you know, you got facial recognition, on-screen fingerprint recognition, you have picture quality, games, you can download music for free, you can get Zedge on an Android. And I know what you guys are going to say: oh, we can get it on iPhone too. Yeah, but it's just for wallpapers, come on now. And there's just so much to do with Android that iPhone has yet to manage. And if iPhone were to even manage to have some of the qualities that an Android does, people are going to hack it for, you know, stealing ideas, or just, hey, we're going to take off of them. It's like the swiping keyboard conundrum there, you know, because iPhone came out with its new update. And I think it was 10. I'm not really sure what update it was, but they had the swiping keyboard. Everybody thought it was a new thing. Everybody thought that it was the shit, not knowing that my Alcatel, or however you say that weird name, had swiping just built in. You didn't need an update. And that Alcatel was like $30 at Walmart. I mean, it's not the same and it's not new. It's just iPhone saw an opportunity and they took the opportunity. Android is, their cons are basically, you know, some phones that you get that are flagship don't have flagship material. My S10e, for example, it was, I think, $1,000 at the time, and I really don't remember what price it was, so don't quote me on that. But it said it had the best camera on it. It had two cameras on the back, one for ultra-wide lens and whatever, and the megapixels were just extraordinary. But anytime I took a picture, it would have me having to edit the picture in order to either get the blur out of range. You're about to hear some vibration. That's because I'm going over some lines. There's a tractor in front of me right now, and I'm trying to get past it. But, you know, there was just way too much stuff trying to be built into one little phone. And I could not handle it at all. And I was just like, you know what? I don't want this phone anymore. Someone please take it from me. And my stupid ass sold my iPhone 10 that I had at the time to get that one phone, because it was the hot shit. It was what everybody else was buying. So I figured it'd be, you know, the phone. At the time, I was getting it for its popularity. And then I realized, don't look at the popularity anymore, Mr. Skinny Jeans. Look at the specs on the fucking phone. And yeah, so I'm not saying don't get an iPhone. I'm not saying don't get an Android. It's, you know, it's an acquired taste for whoever has what. And if you're an iPhone person, you're okay. If you're an Android person, you're okay. Both phones, both companies have their own cons and their own pros, okay? It's all about what pros you see fit to last you until you want to get another phone. But I'm going to give you guys a little more, you know, kind of talk here. We're going to get a little bit of serious, some serious snake. We're going to get a little serious talk here. Don't waste your money if you don't have it. Spend within your means, okay? I see all these people nowadays just spending money, like, on phones. They're like, $2,000 to get phones. And I'm like, that could have went towards your mortgage. That could have went towards rent. You know, light bills due. I understand that you got deals out there that you don't want to pass up, but just know your reputation is not going to change by the phone you have. Just because you think having a new phone is a hot thing to have, then you're sadly mistaken. And I have my family that's, you know, kind of spoiled rich kids, okay? And during this Christmas time, they all got something while I was just watching. I didn't get anything for this Christmas, but that's a sad story for a later time. Well, my cousin, she has been asking day in and day out for the new iPhone 11. And, you know, well, her parents at the time bought everybody gifts and could not afford the said iPhone 11. So they got her an iPhone 8. Now, if you give me for Christmas an iPhone 8, I would be extremely fucking happy. Okay? Because that's an iPhone. It may not be today's iPhone, but it's an iPhone nonetheless. And someone spent money to buy you an iPhone. That right there should have been enough for you to say thank you and proceed to use that said phone. She started crying. And, you know, at first, my initial thought was, she's happy. She has the phone that she may have not wanted, but she got the one that's closest to it. But then again, then this happened. She was crying hysterically, and her mom was like, "You're welcome, sweetie. You're welcome." And she was like, "No, I wanted the 11. Why would you do this to me?" At that point, you know, I'm normally the quiet one in the family unless I'm drunk. And I just looked at her. I was like, "Why are you crying?" They spent, that phone's literally almost $500 in its own self, like, for its regular version. I'm horrible with prices, so don't quote me on that either. And I said, they spent a lot of money to get you that phone, and it has the same specs, the same everything, as almost everything as the new iPhone 11. It's just, you don't have a full body to full body to screen ratio, and no whatever the hell else is good with the iPhone. I don't know the specs. I haven't used an iPhone 11 in a while, so in a while, I mean at all. Okay, I've only seen what my friend has, because he has the iPhone 11, that lucky bitch. Anyways, but, you know, I was like, if you don't want it, you can give it to me. I didn't get dick for Christmas this year. And, you know, this is a huge family argument, and it was over. I mean, she kept the phone. She began to be grateful after her dad got a hold of her. And it was just, you know, people today kind of make me sad because they're not spending money on things that need to be spent on. You know, you got groceries to buy, you got diapers, wipes if you're a parent, and I see these parents out here now with their kids with no shoes on and no shirt on, but they have that new brand new fucking iPhone. Don't let me front like I bought this Note 10 flat out. I did not. There's this little website called Rent-A-Center, motherfuckers. And I am renting this phone as of right now until I pay it off. I'm not going to spend damn near $1,000 on a phone. I spend within my means. And that's what everybody needs to learn, is that you need to spend within your needs. Don't within your means. I'm sorry, I messed that little word up. And the noise you're hearing in the background is my brakes, because I need to change my brakes today. They went out as soon as I left work. So I got some shit to do when I get home. That's cool. But take it from me, because there was a time before my kid, before marriage, before all that happened, you know, I was spending money frivolously. I bought PlayStations. I bought Xboxes. I bought almost everything that was electronic that costed over $200. I since regret it, because I could have saved that money to support, you know, at the time whenever I didn't have a job, support the kid that I had. I still have him. I'm not talking in past tense, so. But I still make money now, and, you know, I'm still grateful to support my family. But at the time, I wish I would have just saved my damn money. And that's what everybody needs to do, is save your money. Spend within your means. Don't spend without them. Okay? But this is the podcast and everything. Make sure you guys go follow me on my social media platforms. Follow me on Instagram. It's at senpai6.6.6. Follow me on TikTok. I am back for a short period of time, not for a while. Yoshi's World 6.6.6. Follow me on my Facebook, Tanner Parker. Follow me on YouTube on all three of my accounts, when the third one is going to be a new channel coming out very, very soon once I can get the products for it and everything else. It's called We the Villains, Senpai Gaming. And the third brand new channel coming to YouTube sometime soon, Stories from Hell. Make sure you guys subscribe, like, and click the little bell icon to get notified when I upload some videos. You guys have been awesome for listening to this entire podcast. Congratulations. This has been 15 minutes in of the time of me getting there to, from work to home. Thank you guys. Later.